To whom the Son chooses to reveal him. Come to me, all you who are tired and heavy burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon your shoulders, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light. The Gospel of the Lord. We all know what a yoke is. It's a way of harnessing or putting together a number of animals so that work can be done. Yet if the word yoke were spoken in Jesus' time, it would not be an agricultural image that would come to mind. It would be an image of Israelite faith. For the common term for the law, the teaching of God, the common term for the revelation of God was the yoke. The yoke was meant to hold the people of Israel in place so that they could be directed to accomplish a work. And that work was to do the will of God. So the word of God, the action of God, the law of God was the yoke that held the nation of Israel together. But as time went on, that law of Israel became more and more burdensome. Additions to the law were made and prescripts were issued that made it very, very difficult for anyone to truly observe the law. The law became a heavy burden and not a principle of guidance so that the work could be done. So Jesus says to those gathered, "Take my yoke upon your shoulders. Take my law. Allow my law to bind you together so that you might do the work of the kingdom. For the yoke that I offer you is easy, and the burden is light, and you will find refreshment for your soul." Now, what is this law, this yoke, that Jesus invites his disciples to take upon themselves? And it is revealed, I think, in the earlier part of the gospel today, where Jesus speaks of his relationship with the Father. That intimacy that he expresses between the Father and himself. That certain knowledge of God and the recognition of God's knowing him. That kind of life in God is the yoke that Jesus asks his disciples to wear. That kind of intimacy with the Father. And that then becomes the unifying element that then holds the disciples together and allows them to do the work, of proclaiming the kingdom. Well, Jesus says to you and to me, are you tired? Are you weary? Are you worn down? Has faith become a burden to you rather than a delight. Well, come to me. Take my yoke upon your shoulders. Learn from me. I will introduce you to the Father. And the Father who loves me loves you. God knows you intimately, and he invites you to know him in the same way. And that becomes the yoke that binds the people together. That becomes the means by which we do the work of the kingdom.